We don't usually think of St. Paul as a poet, one who composes literary text employing all the usual characteristics of elegant poetry. Paul wrote primarily in an epistolary style, in the style of one who writes long letters about theological concepts. But there are places in St. Paul's writings where he waxes very poetic and writes in the style of the Psalms of the Old Testament. This was really a multicultural exercise for St. Paul. He had been brought up in the Pharisaic tradition of Judaism. He knew the language of the Old Testament and how poetry was put together in that language. But he lived in a culture in which the dominant language was Greek. And so when he did turn his mind to the writing of poetic text, he wrote in the Greek language, but in the style of his Hebrew background. An outstanding example of this would be 1 Corinthians 13, the great chapter describing the characteristics of that special kind of totally selfless love. Our reading for today is one of those poetic texts from St. Paul. It is a doxology, a song of praise to God. It comes at a culminating point in the letter to the Romans. St. Paul is bringing the doctrinal portion of his letter to a conclusion. In the verse right before our reading, he summarizes once again the content of the whole letter and really of all of Christian theology. He uses law and gospel concepts. He says there, "For God has committed all to disobedience that he might have mercy on all." Here are the two universal truths of the faith. All are alienated from God in sin and disobedience, and God has had mercy upon all in what he did through his Son, Jesus Christ, who provided redemption by his life, death, and resurrection, and gives that redemption in the gospel. The review of these things called for a doxological conclusion. Romans chapter 11, beginning at verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Thanks be to God.
sin, neither run into any kind of danger. What then all our doing, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the